It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire and your face of encouragement. Or, as I recently learned, I'm an oasis of encouragement. And we are on a journey to live our best lives. And our best lives involve being surrounded and engulfed and just hugged tightly with encouragement and hope and possibility thinking. And this series that we've been on is about speaking butterfly, talking butterfly, because you can't talk butterfly to caterpillar people. That's how this whole series got started. And understanding what butterfly talk is, what it means, and how to implement it in our lives so that we can untether ourselves from the limitations of the world, from the box that the world is sticking us in, and begin to develop our unique design so that we can take flight into our possibilities. Ultimately, that's what butterfly talk is. Butterfly talk is what infuses our hearts with the wings of our dreams. I just made that up. So today we are focused on understanding our voice, knowing our unique voice. Because if you're going to go from being a caterpillar to taking flight, then you have to not only know your voice and understand your voice, but embrace your voice. Because your voice makes you stand out in the crowd. Your voice makes you unique. When my husband and I were dating and then not dating, when I was at a party and I heard his voice, it didn't matter how many people were at the party. I knew he was there. I knew his voice. And we need to know our own voices enough to recognize when we are shifting out of our voice place and when we are speaking things that are out of our voice norm. So when you know your voice, it's beyond what you speak and it's beyond just the words, but it's the inflection, the humor, the attitude, the nonverbal, and the natural. Because sometimes we have to speak things that aren't our normal way of saying. Sometimes we have to act in ways that are not normal to our journey. But if we know what's natural to us, then we can make the adjustments when we're in situations that require, let's just say, some modification. So we're going to talk about how to get beyond just what we're saying and really truly understand the essence of our individual voices. So the first thing is to understand that each of us uses inflections differently. Many, many years ago, when Friends was first starting out, Chandler had this habit of pausing in between his words, much like Captain Kirk on Star Trek. And I started to say Star Wars just to annoy some people, but I held back. But Chandler did not like the actor that Matthew Perry did not like. I think that's his name. But anyway, he did not like the fact that Chandler did this. It drove him crazy. But even the other characters made fun of the way he said it. And it was known as part of him. Fortunately for him, the writers shifted away from that and he was able to kind of settle into his character. But the truth is, we each have inflections that we use differently. We each have things that we say. It's the tone of our conversation. I am very animated in my tone. I'm excitedly animated. My husband said he was watching me out walking the other day. He was walking the dog and I was out in the field across the way just taking a walk. But while I'm walking, I have a tendency to talk through things in my head. Sometimes I talk them out loud. And I am really big on singing praise music. So I was singing, but I have hand movements that I do while I'm singing. And he said every few minutes I was just stopping and I was just pointing. He said there was nothing there I was pointing at. I was just pointing. I said, well, obviously there was an emphasis in whatever line I was hearing. But that is part of my inflection. So what is your inflection? What is the tone of your normal conversations? Are you a high speaker? Do you tend to be louder in your speaking? Are you a very low speaker? Do you tend to whisper and be very soft in your speaking? The way that we put the conversation, the way we have conversations, is part of our voice. Now, when we're doing presentations or when we're put in positions where we have to speak in front of a crowd, we can change our inflection for that. If you're in drama and you're on stage, you will change your inflection to match the character that you're representing. But for you, what is your normal inflection? Because that's part of your voice. If you are normally a very animated person, then that is what you lean into that. Don't try to box it up and quiet it. That is part of your voice. Again, when situations require it, like when you're sitting in court and you're not the lawyer, you have to tap that down a little bit. You can't just yell, "I object." Apparently, only the lawyers can do that. So just, heads up, don't do that if you're in court, no matter how much of an animated personality you might be. When I was talking about moving from just doing the podcast to doing a video, I explained to my husband, I didn't think it was going to be a big difference because when I'm doing the podcast, I am talking to the camera and I am just as animated when I'm doing the podcast as I am when I turn on the camera. And another secret, if you're at dinner with me, I'm just as animated at dinner as I am when I'm doing the podcast or when I'm. That is part of my inflection. The next thing to think about when you're thinking about understanding your unique voice is your humor. Is humor natural to you? Humor is not natural to everybody. Now, we all laugh, we all smile, but using humor in our words and in our stories is not normal for everybody. I am a snarky person, which I like to think of as sarcasm with a hug. So I will say things that are sarcastic, but they're not sharp. They're not biting. The whole idea behind it is that it is just an obvious representation of something, kind of like the here's your sign situation. When you're walking down the stairs, as somebody says, "Are you coming downstairs?" It's like, "No, I was just, wandering up and down them for the fun of it." That kind of stuff. It's not meant to be hurtful. It's meant to be fun. But there are people who attempt to use sarcasm humorously, and all they do is hurt the feelings of the people that they're talking to, and they don't understand why their people aren't laughing. That's a whole, you have to know how you use humor and whether or not you can use humor. And if you don't know, ask people around you. Don't ask your kids. They'll lie to you. My kids don't think I'm funny, and they are so wrong about that. But do ask people and do it in a safe setting and talk about how what you say, how you say it, that makes people smile or makes them laugh out loud. The more you understand how humor works in you, you could also see what humor you enjoy, because that's going to help you understand how you use humor. If you enjoy if you laugh out loud to some things, then potentially that is your humor tilt. Understand what makes you laugh, and then see how you're utilizing what makes you laugh in the words that you share. The third thing that you want to think about when you're beginning to understand how you're utilizing your voice and really to lean into what your voice is your attitude. And what I mean by that is, are you more formal or are you more casual? Are you more likely to say it is or it's? You or y'all. The formality of your conversation, the formality of the words that you utilize or the lack thereof, will help you understand a little bit about your voice and where you will best fit in with that voice. You begin to understand that your voice will meet this target better than it will meet this target. I am not a very formal speaker, and court is a very formal place. So it can be, it would be difficult. I would have to do a lot of learning in order to go into a court setting and speak in a way that the court would accept. However, I can go down to the deli and hang out and talk just fine. The conversation lends itself to a more casual atmosphere. So what is your attitude? What is your conversation line? And when you begin to see that you lean more towards the formal or you lean more towards the casual, you can see how that mixes in with your voice. And the more you understand your voice, the more you're prepared to share your voice with the people that will listen to your voice. And you'll quit trying to force your voice into you will no longer be a round peg in a square hole. You will have found your right shape at the right time in the right place because you're embracing your uniqueness. Understanding your voice is just about embracing your uniqueness. And in order to take flight into your possibilities, you have to understand your voice. It's essential in becoming all that you're designed to be. So the fourth thing to be thinking about is your nonverbal. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have a tendency to talk with my hands. Our pastor also talks with his hands. And this last Sunday, his microphone, his headset went out and they had to give him a hand mic. And I got tickled because I kept wondering, is he going to be able to do his sermon? Because he's a hand talker. And so what are your non-verbal ways of communication? Someone who rolls their eyes, my son. Oh, my son is an eye roller. And on the phone, you can feel him rolling his eyes at you when you say something you know he doesn't approve of. My husband is a face maker. So when he wants to emphasize something, he will make a face to emphasize what he's saying. And we all have different ways of showing what we're saying. So when you begin to recognize that showing what you're saying is probably more valuable than just saying what you're saying, then you are embracing more of your voice. And it's okay. However you show what you're saying is okay. You just have to learn. The more you learn it, the more you can modify it in situations that maybe too much would be too much, like court. Or you can just let it all hang out when you're in a position or in a place or where your particular showing becomes a valuable tool in getting your message across to others. So what is it? How do you show your words? When it comes to all of these different elements of finding your voice, a journal is really helpful. Writing down where you have encountered different situations and how you were speaking, how you were laughing, how you weren't laughing, all of those different elements, and see what situations cause the different elements to come out. And also make notes as to how comfortable and confident you were in each of those situations. Because the more confident you are in a situation, the more likely that is your natural tilt, which is what we're fixing to talk about, your natural way of being. How do you speak when you are talking to your friends? And I'm talking about those people that know you best, your actual best friend, knows you, knows all of your secrets, have seen behind all of your masks. That person, how do you talk to that person? Because that is the person you are most natural with. And you, when you are talking to that person, you are showing your true voice. So if you have no idea what your voice is, find the person you trust the most and go sit down and have a conversation with them. And if you can, record the conversation, because what you'll discover is that there are elements in your inflection, there's elements in your humor, there's elements in your attitude, and there's elements in your nonverbal that reveal themselves most when you're in this comfortable situation, when you're in this position of talking to the person that you trust the most, because you're not guarding what you're saying. You're not guarding how you say it. And when you understand your unique voice, when you understand the trueness of who you are in that voice, then you can begin to package it in a way that is that will cross pollinate into, you know, the different formats, the different platforms, the different stages. But if you don't know your voice, you will be left trying to mimic someone else's voice or trying to present a voice that you think others want to hear. Your voice is an essential part of who you are. Knowing this voice is essential to taking flight into your possibilities. Starting in the place of natural will give you the roots that you need to grow up a stronger, bolder, more effective voice of you. The more that we lean into understanding our unique designs, and here's the thing. You are not me, and I'm not you. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there going, oh, praise God, because we don't want to be a someone else. We might want what they have. We might want to be in the position they are, but ultimately we want to be us because that's what we're designed to be. And the more that we take time to understand our voice and our why and our strengths and our courage points, the more we understand these elements, the stronger and the more effective we become in pursuing our unique design. And the bolder we grow in that design, and the bolder we become, the more cushioned we are against the negatives of the world. Because the world is not going to be excited about us taking flight into our possibilities. The world wants us all nicely encapsulated in the box that the world has created. And when we take flight, we not only break out of that box, we destroy it. So when you begin to understand your voice and lean into your voice, then you're positioned to take on the world. So, thank you for joining me for today's Growing Hope. If you are struggling to understand your voice, if you're struggling to find your unique why, if you're struggling to understand how to release the tethers that are holding you down to the limits of the world, reach out to me today. Let's schedule a call, free call, 20 minutes. We'll talk about what your goals are, what your dreams are, or whatever it is that you want to talk about. And we will begin to make this transition from being a caterpillar into taking flight. You can do it. Until next time, remember that in all that you're doing, find a way to be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.